Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Ah, welcome back to the podcast, everyone. So this week has seen me get together with the girls and we have done our intentions for the year and our gratitudes for the year before. Now, if you are a regular listener of the podcast, then you'll know this is something I do once a year with the girls. We get together and we write on a bit of paper five things we're thankful for the year gone by and five things that we want for our year ahead. And then we scroll the little bit of paper up, tie it with a string, and we pop it in an old Tiffany box that I have that then stays on my bookcase for a whole year until we get together again. We do see each other in between that, but obviously not for this purpose. So it waits a whole year before we open the box again, and then we share what came true out of those things, and then we do it all again. It's a really, really nice thing to do with your friends, and you know, has definitely kind of got me to share my experience of manifestation with my friends, and they're all on board with it. You know, I'm not forcing anyone to do it, but it's a really nice thing to do. And I was telling the guys who were in Month to Manifest, the little manifestation community that I have, about this back in January when we did our January intentions with the live group. And I think I must have had the Tiffany box next to us, and there was an old one that I'd written that I think just happened to be lying open. And the one thing that it had on was that I wanted my relationship with my daughter to be as strong as it had been when she was little. Now, I realized that actually we have come full circle with that, me and my daughter. Like, I do feel like we are super close again, and it's so lush. Like, honestly, like, it absolutely, truly warms my heart. But it was a manifestation or an intention, and as a parent, something that I have had to be extremely patient over. And there have been tears on my part, just feeling really sad about that relationship. And I want to put it in perspective. It's not like we were estranged. It's not like she didn't live in my house. It's not like we were shouting at each other all the time. But it was different. And I'm sure every parent goes through this with their child, where you go from being the best thing since sliced bread to them to then not even a consideration to them. Because you know what? They're a child and they're grown up and they've got other things to focus on. They've got their little mates in their groups and they're socializing, and you know, and then you know that they might be worried about schoolwork, or they might have some sort of anxieties around secondary school, and you know, there's a lot going on for them at that age, and their priority is not necessarily to be nice to their mum and dad. And they are grumpy. Teenagers are grumpy because there's a lot of hormones going on. But going back to when, you know, right up until she was nine, she was the air that I breathed. We were so close. Like, it was just me and her, you know, before my husband came along. It was just me and her, and we were a little force to be reckoned with. You know, if I picked her up from school and we went to the local supermarket, we would be arm in arm. Like, you couldn't separate us. And I loved every single minute I spent time with her. Now, can I say that I've just been a teenager? Definitely not. It has been a roller coaster. And then coupled with that, you know, we've had, you know, some people have this where there's another parent who, you know, doesn't live with you anymore, who might not be saying the best things about the other parent, and that's all I'm going to touch on with that, but that has definitely affected it. And there was a lot that my daughter believed that was maybe not true, that as a parent I didn't want her to get involved in that kind of negativity, so I just wouldn't say anything, which then means that the child then thinks it's true because I don't get to defend myself. So there's been a lot of that going on, and I am brushing over that because I'm conscious of what I say on this podcast. But it has been tough, and there's been, as I say, tears on my part and frustrations. And one thing my husband used to say to me is, you know, you're playing the long game. Like, you know, remember this will come back round, and it's not always going to be like this. And I thought, like, sometimes you can't see the end in sight, and while you're in it, it can feel really painful. And I guess that's why I wanted to do this podcast, because I appreciate this subject matter might not be resonating with you. However, there might be something where you are playing the long game and you are having to be patient about the thing that you want to manifest. And I guess I just wanted to kind of come on here and talk about the fact that actually, you know, I have been patient with that one. And what I would say now is that the relationship is just lush. Like, she is funny and caring and loving and warm, and you know, she still has the natural things that are going on for a teen at that age, which is, you know, exams and friendships and, you know, all of that stuff. But we are back to such a good space together. And I even texted her that the other day, which obviously as a teenager, she just was like, when she replied. But I get the odd text where she'll say she loves us, and I get cuddles every single day. Like, it's heartwarming. But I had to wait for that, and I had to be patient, and I had to play the long game, and I had to not react when certain things were coming up, and it wasn't always easy. So I want you to think about, how does that reflect on where you're at now? You know, are you going through relationship difficulties, even just in the dating world, where you feel like, do you know what, this is never going to happen for you? And we've got to think about, what is it that we're trying to achieve at the end of it? Yeah, because when they aren't monetary gains, like a car or a house or something financial, and where it involves other people, and the outcome is so much more valuable than you can put a price on, then maybe we do have to be patient about our manifestation, because maybe relationships have to go through that, or maybe you have to go through a relationship that wasn't right for you, because you're going to come out stronger at the other end, or you're going to be more aware of what you actually want or need. So just recognizing that, you know what, some of your manifestations, you may have to be way more patient over, because there's a process and there's a way that we have to go through things. Just like, you know, if we're grieving a loss, there is a process and something that takes such a long time, because the person in our lives meant so much to us that it would be really weird if we got over it quickly. And so there is a grieving process and the stages of that grieving process. And likewise, there are stages of being patient and playing the long game and waiting for the thing that you want, because it is so much more valuable than money, that you have to be patient over it, because the outcome is so much bigger. You know, that relationship with my daughter is far greater than anything I've achieved in my business. You know, it's the thing that lights me up, you know, like that little cuddle I get on a night time from her, or once she's got up and she's stopped being grumpy, you know, the fact that I always get a cuddle in the morning as well, like, it is the best thing ever. But I've had to wait for that to come back round, and it always does, because what's meant for you will absolutely come to you. And that relationship is meant for me. You know, I was about to say I'm an amazing mum, but I paused there because I thought, well, that sounds quite confident. But I am. It's something that and I'm not saying I'm the best mom in the world, but I'm definitely someone who is conscious of what she says to her children, is conscious of the time she spends with her children, acknowledges and appreciates and has gratitude every day for the fact that they're in my life. You know, I know I'm a good mom. Am I the best? No, because there's always room for growth. But that relationship is a reflection now of what I've been waiting for all that time, for it to come back round. So wherever you are in your manifestation journey or the intentions or goals that you're putting out into the world, and you feel like this has taken forever, just know that when it comes, that it was absolutely worth the wait. Absolutely worth the wait. And maybe my relationship is stronger with my daughter because of that. You know, we've got to go through certain things so that we come out of it stronger and we have more appreciation and gratitude. And just to add to that, not only, I just remembered this, so I thought I'd add this on. Not only did I set intentions for my yearly intentions that it was something that I was putting out to the universe, but it was also in the middle of my vision board. So in the middle of my vision board, there is a picture of a little girl holding a balloon. It's like a drawing rather than a picture. And it says, "Mum, thank you for always being there for me, not just when I needed you, but for when I needed you most." And that totally rings true in our relationship and where we've been, and just truly reflects how we are at the other side of this. So I'm appreciating that. As I say, that might not be where you are now, the thing that you might not be manifesting, because that is quite niche. But I wanted to do some top tips on what to do while you are waiting for something big to manifest for you. And something that you might feel like you don't have control over. Okay, so number one, when you see evidence that it is still not manifesting. So whether that's a bad date with somebody or whether that's an argument with your daughter, what you need to do is make sure you manage your energy around that space. Because remember, the intentions of other people and the actions of other people will only affect us if we allow them to. So notice your mood, notice your response system, and think about, okay, what can I do to remain calm? What can I do to raise my energy back to a level where I feel like I'm not in resistance? And that could be distraction. That could be taking your mind off it by having a declutter around the house. Like, how good does that always feel when you put your attention into something that can create a result that's visible? So whether that's clearing out your clothes and putting them on Vinted, whether that's sorting out a drawer, whatever it is, something that will feel positive at the end of it. I want you to think about, what are your thoughts around it as well? So making sure that you are managing your thought response. So if I kept telling myself, oh God, this is never going to happen, I've lost her forever, you know, whatever you're telling yourself about that goal, correct the story if it's framed in a negative. You need to go back to believing that this is totally possible for you. The next one, focus on manifesting something else. Yeah, like focus on, go back to your vision board, have a look, or if you've got it written down as a list, what are other things that could gain your attention right now? That where you're waiting for these things to happen, it's allowing space for something else. Now, this isn't something I normally say as a thing to raise your vibration. And I don't know why I don't normally say it. And I think it's because it sounds It sounds like I'm telling you to all go and exercise. But doing something where it's physical and you are getting those natural endorphins and dopamine, like you are naturally making yourself happier. I think Tony Robbins talks about the fact that physiology changes your psychology. So doing something physical changes your mood. Like that is so obvious, but sometimes we forget that. And doing something where you're going to move your body or you're going to get, you know, fresh air in your lungs, whatever it is that releases those chemicals for you, is really, really powerful because you are naturally focusing on something that is going to improve your mood and lift your mood. There's also another process that you can do where you ask for one part of it to become easier. If there's a part of the manifestation that you want to improve, and whether that is for dating to become easier or, you know, but whatever that is, whether it, you know, for me, just maybe it's having a conversation around something for that to be easier, then you can ask for small parts of the manifestation. So it still feels like you're working on the goal. And then just remember, like going back to that point of divine timing, you know, everything happens for a reason and everything comes to us when we are ready and as it should. Yeah, we can get really impatient and really frustrated when things aren't going to our time clock and what we've set out to. But remember, when we are involving other people, then it may be that other people have to go through things before they can come to us. Yeah. So remember that this might have nothing to do with you and more to do with the other person and whatever it is that's going on. And it could be that, I don't know, even if we take like, I don't know, maybe you're waiting for a promotion at work and it's taken ages. Maybe you have to wait for that business to do something, whether it's a restructure or a change, for that to allow it to come to you, that career change that you've been looking for. It could be that actually there's something better out there, but you just can't see it yet because other things are going on in the background that you're not aware of. So stay calm. When you feel the tension in your chest, you feel the frustration, breathe it out and do something to distract you while you are waiting for the universe, the situation, and playing the long game. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.